don't most people think, why should I go get PR or publicity when I could just, you know, do Google ads? I'll spend money for the ad, right, and I'll see the money come back. If I do publicity or PR, I don't know if I'm going to make any money from it. I mean, sounds good, but, you know, many people I know have received an article in a newspaper, in a magazine, on a website, and received no business. Mm-hmm. And so they say, well, so what? I would have been better off dropping a couple $100 on an ad and getting a client or two.
Right, right. You know, and you could say the same thing about an ad, where you can put an ad out and you get no business from it. It changes. Everything is shifting. Mm-hmm. I would say that, of course, I'm biased as a publicist, mm-hmm, that, you know, the fact that you have a third party, someone else, mm-hmm, tell other people how great you are is the draw to publicity. If you think about B&I, you and I are, you know, we drink the Kool-Aid.
Right.
So you go in B&I, you first go around the room, everybody gives a commercial, mm-hmm, about who they are and what they do.
Right.
You know, that's advertising.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
At the end of the meeting, you hear the testimonials. People go around the room and say, I went to Larry Sharp's workshop. I learned so much. It was great. To me, that is way more powerful than you saying it. So that's the value of publicity versus advertising.
So it's that a third party now is saying it.
Yes.
That's the big – makes sense.
As opposed to you saying, I am great, come to my class, mm-hmm, you will learn a lot, you'll be Zig Ziglar.
Right.
Right.
Better than Zig Ziglar.
Better than Zig Ziglar.
You're good. Okay, good.
But if Zig Ziglar, mm-hmm, says, go to Larry Sharp, a lot more people are going to be like, oh, you know, that really means something.
Let's hope he's listening.
Zig, are you there?
I hope he is.